Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. Our pastor read this a few weeks ago. And Jesus said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world or age. This morning, I want to take a moment to talk to you for a bit about my last trip to Honduras. It was a prosperous trip, I believe. I was able to meet with seven of the students. I call them my kids. There are seven that I got to meet with this last trip. Each of them, most of them, I suppose, are in the universities there at San Pedro. One of the students came from the capital, Tegucigalpa, and I've never met him before, even though I've talked to him for 5 years and corresponded with him and talked with him on video chat for over 5 years now, but I've never got to actually meet him. He's graduated now from the university there in the capital and is going to be moving to Spain. He's going to immigrate to Spain, where he's going to live, and hope probably in a year or so he'll be legal to go on and work and go on about his life. That's Caesar. Now, Caesar is a very educated young man, smart, brilliant, really. He has speaks English. He's fluent in English. The university is testing him out. He has his certificate. Of course, he speaks Spanish. And then he taught himself, when he didn't have anything else to do, he taught himself to speak French, too. So he can, very accomplished young man. I got to be with him for a couple hours on Saturday afternoon, and then the next day he came back, and we had breakfast together on Sunday morning, and then I put him on a bus and sent him back home. Well, that's one. Well, there's six more that I met with. Each one of them are in school and have various different needs. And what I do in Honduras, I deal with these kids. They're somewhere from 20 years old to 25 years old, university-type age students. I'm working with them, trying to be a witness for Christ with them, talking to them and trying to advise them and trying to help them in their walk of life. This morning, before the service started, I got a message from one of them. One of them was working in a call center. In this call center, they have contracts in Honduras, and you may be getting a call from somebody, but the person could be in Honduras, and that's what he did. He was representing Dish TV. Well, his contract was dispensed of, and they laid him off, and they gave him $1,000 severance pay. Well, as he goes to the bank to cash his check, he comes out, and a few minutes later, he's robbed. This is the type of place that these people live. We had our floods here in Harris County and in Texas, and it was horrible, completely horrible. But when I was there a trip ago, I saw people wading water up to their chest, going to their little huts, trying to find something that was left, because they had floods, mighty floods like we did. Each one of these kids represents the future of that noble country, It's a very impoverished country. It has little of nothing. It has no opportunity for the young people that's growing up. Drugs destroys the nation, and corruption will get the rest of it. And this is what we're trying to do. Our passage this morning is very apt. It's a passage that says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost." So often we have a perception that our Lord was speaking to his disciples lined up on a pew. He's giving them like an ordination service, and he's going to finish their studies. Now he's going to send them out to preach. Well, so much is so true. But in reality, our Lord was speaking to a great multitude of people, people like ourselves, who probably will never speak in a congregation or be a pastor or a missionary or something like that. But there are people who have found the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ in their heart. God has spoken to people, and he's awakened them from the misery of their sin and shown the light of Almighty God. And that's what we call a believer. One who has received the Spirit of God, the forgiving power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is my opinion this morning of this scripture. That God has called all of us to go and to teach and to preach to the ability and the talent that God has given you. Now, if you remember the parable of the talents, how the landlord gave out this much and this much and this much, and he gave each one a different amount. Each of us here today have been given the ability to do certain things, and God has given you the ability to speak and to give and to do what you do. God, it's God-given, and it is for us in this church age, in this day that we now live, to use whatever ability that God has given you to be a messenger, to be a witness for the cause of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Mark 16:15, the scripture says, "And he said unto them, Go ye unto all the world." Go ye unto all the world. The world, meaning go from wherever you live. Your world may be only as the case of my own family. My mother never left the state until she came to see me here in Houston. She was born and raised within 30 or 40 miles from the place that she was born. And that was her world. Your world is now a little bit larger than that of my mother's. You have traveled, some of you, intercontinentally. You've traveled all over the world. You have gone to other states. This is your world. Your world is much broader. Wherever your world is this morning, God is calling you to go and witness the grace of Almighty God. It may be no more than acting with common sense, representing your country and representing your God as a Christian in your conduct among other people, speaking a word of comfort whenever is necessary and is invited. Sometimes we find ourselves in an elevator in a hotel, which we're going to be with someone for maybe 15, 20 seconds. Within that 20 seconds, that 30 seconds in that elevator, you might be the only voice that that person has ever heard the word of God to. An opportunity to witness the grace of our living God. We find the grace of God to be unmeasurable in our heart and soul. We find it to be enlightening. It causes us to shout physically and vocally sometime and thanking God for his wonderful gifts unto us? Why not share some of that enthusiasm? Why not share some of that energy in witnessing that same feeling that you have unto others about God and about your Lord and Savior and Jesus Christ? The first thing we remember that we wanted to do when God opened our heart was to tell somebody else. But somehow or another, between that point and to this point, we've lost sometimes our zeal to tell someone else about the glory of Almighty God. In Matthew 9, in verse 37, the Word of God says, "And then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." Every child of God is a representation of the Lord himself. Let me say it again. Sound good? We, as children of God, are the true representation of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are an ambassador of Almighty God this morning in this life. You are an ambassador to Almighty God, to the neighbor that you live next door to you and across the street and the people that you work with and the boss that you answer to. You are an ambassador to God, to all those people. You are his personal representative this morning. And God has called us to go and to teach and to preach and to baptize those unto the Lord Jesus Christ. God has called each of us by the grace of God, but he has called us also to witness of the saving power of our God. Jesus said, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth." If our Lord, and he did, he stood and he said to each of us, "I have all the power of Almighty God within me, and now I send you to be my witness unto the nations, to the world." This command of Jesus is significant because it is a personal instruction for Christians to have a profound faith in Jesus Christ, as indicated in our verse 18, "All power, all authority in heaven and in earth." There's no power apart from our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no power apart from God. We need not fear any power that comes against us because our God is supreme. The verse acts as a clear claim to Christ's omnipotence and therefore his deity. If Christians do not believe this statement, complete faith is non-existent. When we deny the very power of Almighty God, we are denying God himself. We are denying the very Lord that we say has bought us and died for our sins. In verse 19, Jesus said to his believers those words, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost." Jesus calls all of his followers to act and to share the good news of salvation through the world. People hear this calling and travel each year as missionaries and as preachers, evangelists. They go everywhere and they declare God's holy word. But I'm asking you this morning, besides our beloved preacher, because beside our pastor, what about your travels? What about your going? What about your calling? What about your witness for Almighty God? In this day and time, in the 21st century, every one of us can probably reach and touch a cell phone at this very moment. It's something that we carry with us everywhere we go. It seems like we feel like we're uncomfortable unless we have our cell phone with us. That very cell phone can put you in contact with people throughout the entire world. There's people that I will never meet in my life. No, there's no way. I don't see how I'll ever be able to meet some of the people that I know throughout the entire country that I talk to. There's one man that I have become acquainted with, never have met him, probably will never meet him. He works on a cruise ship for the Princess Travel Agency. He travels all over the world. He's gone to Russia, St. Petersburg, Russia, in that particular tour. He's gone to the Southern Hemisphere tour. He's gone the tour that goes all the way up into Alaska and all up in there. Sends me messages from all over the world. I envy his job, but he has gone 6 months at a time before he comes back to his wife and family. But that's his job. Well, wherever he's at, I can assure you that he's talking about our person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the communication devices that we have today gives us that opportunity to come to know people and to witness to them about the grace of God. Even our church is on sermon audio and other sources whereby people can hear the voice of our pastor and preach, hearing the preaching of the Word of God. So to say that I cannot is kind of wrong. You can. You can reach out. You can go to places that you cannot go physically, but you can go there electronically and witness the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another important aspect of verse 19 is that Christ is specifically teaching the doctrine of the Trinity. He is taking, our Lord is taking the power equal to that of Almighty God and the Spirit, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Once we run across someone that denies the Trinity, the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he is less than God in the flesh, there is no saving faith in that person. You cannot deny that which you believe in and still be a child of God. The Trinity is something that you have to believe in. You have to believe in the deity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now in verse number 20, Jesus provides a specific direction to his followers. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and I am with you always to the end of this age. Wherever we go, the Lord Jesus Christ is with us. Because our Lord does not stand here beside me physically, but our Lord Jesus Christ is within each of us in the Spirit of God that encourages us in all ways. But this is the greater truth this afternoon. The Lord not only encourages us with His Spirit, but our Lord Jesus Christ provides the means by which we have to go and to declare the Word of God. The Lord did not call us to go and to preach and to teach and to witness without His strength and His mercy. He also provides means to provide for us to go. Sometimes I wonder, how am I going to accomplish this? How am I going to do this or that? But it is true that He provides our every need. He provides, and the witness that we give for Him is a witness that He gives to us, and He gives us the means to go and witness of the grace of the living God. Christians are instructed to teach others about Jesus Christ and the entire truth. We cannot profess Christ, our Savior, our Lord, while rejecting these great truths presented in these three verses. So this afternoon, I'd like to ask you now, what is it that God has called you to do? What is it that God leads you to do today? Sometimes we become, we could use the word self-centered. I might say we become lonely in ourselves. We become in a position or condition in our life that we think that our lives are not counting for anything, that I'm not accomplishing anything in this life. Our lives will always be something that amounts to something for Almighty God. Remember the parable of the talents. God has not given everybody 100 talents. God has not given everyone 50 talents. But God has given all of us some talents that we can use and propagate the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. What is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? It's the proclamation of the faith that you already have. It's not something that you have to look for. It's something that you possess now that you have the opportunity to give to others. May God bless you today. May God bless you and your endeavors. And I do pray that you might ask God to bless in the endeavors that I have undertaken, some now over 6 years. May God bless that. And may God make much fruit of the labor that he has said.